Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back, and we have Sean here from Leslie M. Math. It's an amazing store. If you go to our shop, buy products at NutriMedical, and you go down to, for example, shop products, and you go to the Lumen Photon special link, and we have it all set up. It's pretty amazing. The Leslie M. Math special link. If you go to Leslie M. Math Electrotoxin Protective UV and Radioisotope Meters, that link takes you directly to a subpage where you'll see a number of things. We're adding more. We have the home survey kit, the electrosmog, microwave shielding, clothing sources, and it's a subpage of Less EMF, so they can track and know that the referral came from us. We have the Less EMF main page, which is linked directly to their entire giant store online, and you see the smart meter shielding kit. We'll be posting up this special little package, which is a Joyo mini app with some cables so you can actually hook it up to your Sonic Life machine. There's a little different package I'm working on for the Lumen Photon that'll include an adjustable or amplifier that probably is a lithium battery amplifier internally you can charge up to your computer. And we can turn the volume high enough we can actually drive the light emitting diode pads for the LED pads for red light or blue light. Now, why is this important? And I'll explain this. Science. The primary thing that regulates your genes, and this ties in with the electrotoxic effects of why most people don't pay attention to less EMF or think that it's a problem. When everybody's affected, even about 30 to 40% of people are symptomatic, it may make them insomniac or cause joint problems or other agitation symptoms and so on, but everybody's cells are being affected by electropollution. And now, here's how it works. At the end of your chromosome, it's a little antenna, and if you have a long antenna, it works better. That's why they want to give you things like TA65 and other supplements. I'm working on a formula that's going to be a fraction of the cost of TA65, which is $600 a bottle for just a month. And it'll be a tiny fraction of that, but it'll be more powerful. It includes transuranic minerals in their atomic resonant form and liposome. That's coming really soon. Now, what happens is at the end of your telomere talks to your cell membrane of your nucleoplasm. It's a little spheroid that all your genes are in front side the cell. So if you have a cell, let's say, if we're talking about acreage, just say 100 acres, this is like 10 square feet. That's where all your genes sit in this little spheroid. And the minerals that go across the membrane tell which genes to turn on and off. So you need to have an active signal from the telomere to tell the membrane, like an order clerk, send me zinc, because I want to activate the zinc metalloenzymes and the zinc structural proteins. And when that zinc comes across the membrane, its atomic frequency turns on the release of the gene sequences to make messenger RNA. Pretty simple push-pull system, but this is how your genes primarily work. So the black keys on the keyboard are actually the plasma or the fourth state of matter, monatomic form of minerals that regulate every gene in your body. Interesting, eh? Now, if you have a mercury ballast light in your ceiling, if you look at the periodic table of elements, anything that's in that same vertical line can be affected. So if you're taking in, for example, depleted uranium, it's the same place in the table as molybdenum and chromium. Now, if you jam molybdenum, you can't make GABA, so you get very tense, very hyper. And you block carochromium, you turn diabetic, and vanadium. They're all in the same place. If you have a mercury ballast light, it blocks zinc metalloenzymes that make RNA and DNA, so it can actually disrupt your ability to heal. So the problem is, you see, we have Wi-Fi networks, smart meters, which are not very smart at all. They're stupid meters. And they actually can cause power surges. They can even generate fires based on research in Saskatchewan. So they're outlawed there because they actually are a fire hazard. Electrotoxic pollution is affecting everybody. It literally is a form of electrotoxic gene silencing, because when you jam the genes, you're in a sense silencing them. So what is aging and disease? It's specific patterns or fingerprints of gene silencing caused by the biophoton, or we call the biophoton flux, with a specific resonant frequency is being turned off. It's like turning the lights off. So when you get sick or diseased, the target organ turns off a specific pattern of minerals that's related to that disease. So, for example, in your skeletal muscles, if you turn off zinc and copper and chromium, you shut down the food for transporter and the insulin receptors, so you become diabetic. So silencing the genes in a target organ is the fingerprint for every disease and every wellness state, is the proper balance of those minerals getting into the nucleoplasm to turn on the proteins and the enzymes. Shows you how darn important less EMF is, doesn't it?
Hopefully.
Well, not hopeful, it's a fact, and it's an ugly fact, too, because, you see, the problem is, you see, if you work for DARPA, and they wanted me to work, and I took care of people working on weird weapon projects, we deployed in Gulf War One a scalar terahertz collimated beam weapon. And we deployed them on the M1 Abrams tank and the Apache helicopter. Now you're going to find other hosts on this network or anywhere else who knows this stuff. Because number one, they don't have the technical background. Number two, they didn't have the classified clearance to know that this stuff even exists. But what they did is they could shoot this beam 6 or 8 miles. If you hit the side of a building or a cave or whatever, or you're inside a tank, you're going to start getting real dizzy and vomiting within minutes. And within 20 or 30 minutes, you're going to get a cardiac arrhythmia and your tissues are going to start bleeding from every orifice within an hour. You're going to liquefy your tissues because you're dead. Now, people don't understand that to a lesser extent, when you're exposing yourself to microwave pollution in your kitchen or electrical induction stovetop or dirty electricity coming to your home, you're jamming your cellular communication and you're screwing up the actual production of the structural proteins and enzymes that allow you to heal your tissues and grow. So we're damaging ourselves with electrotoxins, aren't we?
Yeah.
Big time, big time. Now, I can actually measure this damage now using a scalar analyzer. And one I picked 20 years ago was a microcircuit analyzer for microchips. So if you want to test to see what grade, the grade one microchips go to the military. They get the good stuff. Grade two can sold to the public. And you get a grade, if you actually measure your body in picovolts and microamps, you can actually pick up the biocircuits of disease and wellness. Pretty crazy, hey? So in other words, your body is, in a sense, an informational hologram that then is translated into physical properties to create ion channels, membranes, and structural proteins to create, you know, physical flesh. But in fact, what you are is an informational hologram. Pretty interesting, hey?
Yeah.
And if you jam that hologram, you can't transcribe the genes to make the structural proteins and enzymes to make you or to heal you. Because remember, the genes that when you're born with at your moment of birth are the same genes that you die with. So why do you die? I asked these questions years ago to my colleagues, and they're all of a sudden you can tell they had that kind of like the, you know, an exorcism type of thing. You would almost see that their head wanted to turn around 360 degrees and spit up pea soup, like the exorcist. Because they never had anybody ask them tough questions that made them think, because I think a lot of people, if you ask them questions that bring them to the zone of total ignorance, they realized they've been lying to themselves for years that they really understood what life is or health is, or why they give drugs, or why they do surgery, or whatever, as a doctor, but even the public. Why do I eat aspartame, which is bad? For example, you can take the atomic resonance of sucrose, which is an extract of sugar that's super concentrated, and guess what? It's very similar in atomic resonance frequency to tin. So you can take heavy metals, and if you take specific biological molecules, you can find they have the same atomic resonance of a toxic heavy metal, like uranium. What do you think of that? Isn't that cool?
That was a different look on sugar.
Yeah, sugar actually looks to your body like it's tin. Tin is toxic, right?
Yeah.
sucrose.
Wow.
Now, it's also how they're combined. For example, if they're combined with other foods, like in natural fruit, it won't be toxic. But when you extract, and especially if you use a mercury alkali extraction for fructose from corn or other things, like they have three major centers that do that in the United States, your high fructose corn syrup actually contains mercury, and mercury jams the middle zinc metalloenzyme. So we have a combination of toxins in our food, mineral depletion in our soil, and electrotoxins actually turning off our genes. Isn't that wild?
That is.
Yeah, not good. So basically, when people have this idea, oh, we're going to relive longer, no, you're not going to live longer. You're going to get sick earlier, and you're going to be a medical invalid for decades before you finally croak. And you're going to crawl to your seventh decade. You're not going to run there. How's that? Pretty crazy, hey?
Yeah.
But we have solutions. Last CMF. Take it seriously. Go to all the links there. Realize that if you don't protect yourself from electrotoxins, it's eating you literally alive and shutting off your genes, and you don't even know it because there's no smell, no taste of electrotoxins, is there?
In time.
Stuff, so let's see if that's important. Now, these little kits, and we have one kit for the Lumen Pad, which is a Joyo amp and cables. Another was this little amp that I mentioned to you, Sean, that you guys can obtain, and we can have that available where they can get the order processed and you guys can ship it to them, and a few cables so they can attach it to their Lumen Pad, including that 5-point MIDI, a female MIDI to a 3.5 audio jack. I'm testing that to see if that works. If it does work and you can turn the volume up enough to get a good what's called LED flux. So if the lights are off, you can see the Lumen Pad kind of vibrating with a harmonic resonant frequency mix to entrain your tissues to open those ion channels and regenerate your messenger RNA to make new proteins and enzymes. And people don't understand that they're doing a big experiment here in America. Let's say we have 327 million Americans. We have 327 million guinea pigs.
Yeah.
So, same way over in Europe, where they're testing this with their European systems of whatever they're doing there. Each country has their own, I call, laboratory. They shouldn't instead of calling them countries, why don't we call them human experimental lab zones? Because each place is testing it differently. And some are catching on, like Saskatchewan, they caught on that actually the power surges caused by the smart grid actually can cause fires. And so they actually made it illegal in Saskatchewan. Isn't that interesting? So they had smart enough engineers. They didn't have enough political lobbyists to be able to silence them and say, now stop talking. You're going to frighten the public, the sheep. The sheeple. You're going to scare the sheeple. Don't do that. Right? Pretty funny, eh? Actually, my friend David Dees has a magazine with this political anarchist art. And it's called Sheeple. So he often has magazine covers with Sheeple on it, you know, just to make people laugh. So, Sean, what else do you want to offer today to tell people the things that are available at Less EMF?
You know, the simplicity of certain things really do make a difference, especially when it comes to clothing. It's that simple as what you cover is protected.
Right. Well, it's your head because you want to sleep. So the scalar waves aren't screwing up your metabolism of your ability to make melatonin.
Right.
Or you cover a specific organ or tissue. Now, we know that if microcurrent, which is, you know, thousands of milliamps of current, can actually regenerate your heart muscle or other tissues, you imagine that bad radiation and bad frequencies can do some pretty nasty things to your body. And it's not a minor thing now. In places like New York, there's literally putting a radio tower up every 500 feet for 5G network.
That's right.
Now, we know that weapons that are being developed in the military and DARPA use these same frequencies or sidebands very close to them to actually create battlefield weapons to actually immobilize the other side or to screw them up or to actually start the process of death. For example, the weapon I talked about, which is a terahertz weapon, is a sideband of microwaves, and they use terahertz when they scan your body in the airports. So one of the questions I asked 3 years ago, roughly, in L.A., I said, do you guys have a dosimetry card on you? Why? I said, well, Is anybody here getting cataracts or skin cancer or breast cancer? Well, yeah. I said, well, those are off on leave because they got sick. I said, oh, really? I had to tease them and pull them my way first. And I said, well, I'm an environmental doctor. And I said, you guys don't have dosimetry cards like a radiology tech that would go in the x-ray machine so you don't get overblasted. You step behind a barrier switch and you take the x-ray. But you guys are right in the open here, and these machines are firing off every 20 seconds. People walk through them, they close up, rah, rah, and just stand and put your feet on the little pads. And they started, you could tell they had what I call the crossing the legs thing, like, hey, I got to cross to cover and protect my naughty bits from, like, Monty Python's Flying Circus. And I'm thinking, you don't get it, do you? You're an experimental animal, too, even though the people are walking through those machines, they're leaky. So I said, well, I'm not going to go through that machine. I said, you can do a pat down, and metal detector said, listen, Dr. Deagle, to get you out of here, you can just go. Thanks a lot. We know you're good to go. They didn't even want to do a pat down, which is funny. My wife's there having a conniption, you know, because she's a social genius. My social IQ is so far below a pet rock, it's not even mentionable. I don't have social restraints to say something that'll piss people off, or excuse my English, upset them in a dinner or a public place or a church or anywhere else. I'm going to ask tough questions that are going to make everybody squeamish because I want to know the truth. I'm a 63-year-old, 3-year-old now, so and I have no intentions of ever becoming 4. I'm going to keep asking questions no matter how old I chronologically get, which is why I'm a radio host. And I'm also a functional medicine doctor, why I've continuously been in trouble since the day I was hatched. Because I don't think I was born typically, I was hatched. A few weeks ago was my DOA day, because I was born dead on arrival. The surgeon wanted to crush my head to save my mother's life, so he just delivered me dead. And they did the last rites and sent me off to the morgue, and I came back and said, dang it, he'll die in the ICU, and he's got brain damage. And that obviously explains my behavior now. In other words, I have no cognitive restraint of my fellow citizens telling me to shut up, Deagle. Don't ask those questions. And by the way, don't get evidence that actually you can present to us that actually means something, that you're not exactly crazy, that you can actually demonstrate this. You can do electron microscopy, look at the ion channels, and you can actually see people being damaged by electropollution. It's not made up in our heads. Dr. Klinghart did research on this and others. I had Dr. Ole Johansson from the Karolinska Institute on the program, and they were trying to turf him out of the Karolinska because the new director there didn't like all of the squeamish things that he was discovering that they've been working on for 50 years over in Sweden. They don't know. They didn't want to hear the fact that the latest bad things were going to put the government in a big, deep hole, that everybody's being scrambled with electrotoxic pollution that the government's causing. And, of course, they're very, how can I say it, these socialist governments are extremely arrogant, that they never harm their own citizens. Crap on that. Of course they do. That's why they have smart grid over in Sweden. They can shut off your washer and dryer so you can't do your washing until after 11 p.m. when you should be asleep. So people say, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, I've got natural and supernatural gifts that I have no restraint, no natural human social restraint not to say it, do it, or find out about it. And God has my day timer. So I've been in more places than most rational human beings have been in multiple lifetimes, and I'm willing to talk about it. And they say, well, why don't they just kill you if you're telling the truth? I said, because if they do, you might believe. What do you think of that? That shuts people up real quick. You mean if they killed you, I might believe? I said, yeah, I don't know if you believe now, but if I'm dead, I'll speak from the grave and you'll believe me. People don't know until it's right on there, until the teeth of the monster's on their rump. And then they find out, hey, you know what, maybe that stuff's bad. Well, I really woke up, 2011, that's 7 years ago. And six and a half years ago, actually, it was November of 2011, when they put a smart meter on the outside of my studio, and I went from sleeping 3 to 4 hours a night if I didn't take supplements to sleeping 45 minutes. I got massive insomnia caused by the jamming frequencies of the smart meter 10 feet from my studio desk in my concrete part of the what used to be a three-car garage, which was turned into a nice giant studio for me. And I contacted LessEMF, and of course, Emil told me, hey, we'll send you one of these measuring devices, a gigahertz solutions analysis machine from Germany, and with the antenna on the end of it. And I pointed at my meter, was firing off every 4 to 7 seconds, not four times a day like the liars from SDG&E Electric Company said. Welcome back. So, Tony, I'm going to ask you a few questions. I want you and the audience out there to ask me tough questions, but we're going to talk about Nutrilite and why it's so unique. Now, Edgar Cayce is a medical intuitive, and he came up with this idea. And I think there was an Indian scientist that tried to produce it like 50, 60 years ago. And he thought he had produced some version of it, but he really didn't. The first person to actually make this was your boss, who actually worked as a contract engineer for NASA, and you had to put it through a field that actually is quite dangerous because you can have explosions and you can have lots of things happen because it's a very powerful Tesla field. Now, the reason why is this. Halide toxins, other than radioisotopes, are the most dangerous toxins you can expose a human body or a life form to. They have three things they do. Number one, they can damage mitochondria. They can lock onto the crystallography of the mitochondria because they displace iodine from thyroglobulin molecule T3, which is the actual hormone. T4 is just a pre-hormone. They can actually, because they lock onto the feminine receptors, both in animals and humans, for example, even the notochord animals of like alligators, they can feminize alligators. So if they can do alligators, they can do people. Okay?
Wow.
And the third thing is that if you go into a low redox state because your mitochondria are damaged, you can be prone to stealth infections and accumulation of biotoxins. Now, what the Nutridyne does is very unique. It's not like any other idea. Other people call it, and I'm going to dispel their ideas that if they think this is just, quote, nascent, which is a marketing term. Nascent just means it's a pure peripheral form of iodine. There's no such thing. You have to have it reagent grade, which means you have to clear all the other heavy metals and toxins if you mine it. Ours uses a reagent grade underlying absolutely only diatomic iodine first, and then it has to put through this Tesla field to actually break it down so it's in a higher energy state as a monatomic plasma form, which is the fourth state of matter. Now, not all 100% of the molecules are in plasma, but a percentage, and you can do a spectral analysis, which you've done, and show that the spectra shifts because the molecular structure of the material is actually physically different, the atomic structure and what's called the bioelectric structure. Now, why is that important? Because it does three things. It stimulates the body to make new mitochondria. It kills all known pathogens by increasing the ability to generate single oxygen. And it has a way of detoxing halides because it's a higher energy state, even though it's iodine, than fluoride, chloride, or bromide. So it has allowed you to displace those from the body tissues and stop feminizing your body with, as I say, you don't want to have boys turning into goys, which is part girl, right? You don't want to see people transitioning, as they say, inadvertently into the opposite sex, right? Especially guys.
Right.
Because females, by the way, when they expose to this, can make super females, which is toxic and cause breast cancer. So people need to start kind of grasping, this is not nice stuff, this is nasty. Now, when we look at Nutridyne, it's the most powerful of our three antipathogenics, and you don't need very much. If you're a full-size adult, 15 drops in water, if you've got a real serious infection, 3 times a day is plenty. You can also put it in Sinopulse Elite to clear up your sinuses. You can put it in a respiratory machine, like somebody drops a normal saline to clear up chronic lung problems. You can irrigate your gums with it, with a hydrofloss, to kill off the deep pathogens around the tooth root that can eventually make you have osteomyelitis or get your teeth pulled and put in a titanium bracket so they can actually put artificial teeth in your head.
So I've had actually, for people who are worried about it staining their teeth, does it actually stain teeth?
No, it doesn't. And the dosages, especially because you want to dilute it in normal saline, because of the alcohol tincture, you don't want it directly on open wound or on your mouth. You want to dilute it in either saline or some other fluid. Now, most people don't realize that what we have going on right now is a mitochondrial apocalypse. Our mitochondria and all sentient forms of mammals are being attacked by toxins and electrotoxic pollution. So toxins, including heavy metals like transuranics, like uranium, and toxins that actually destroy our thyroid gland and our mitochondria.
And these are things that are just in our environment that we're exposed to?
It's environmental issues. I've been an environmentalist for 45 years. I was one of the charter members, founding members of Greenpeace. And I got out of it when I realized they're spraying seal pops so the killer whales would go and kill the whales and throw them in the air like an hors d'oeuvre and go, yummy.
Yeah.
Right. So I got pretty mad at them for doing that. Besides, it became a political arm of the globalists that wanted to say that carbon dioxide was a death gas, and the only way to get rid of that is to kill humans that were causing carbon dioxide. And they didn't. They wanted to ignore the carbon oxygen cycle, which is the upper 10 meters of the ocean makes 80% of the oxygen from carbon dioxide that's dissolved from not only gas plants, but also people breathing and animals passing gas. So, you know, carbon dioxide is turned into oxygen. So if you don't have enough carbon dioxide, your oxygen level. So because we've actually killed the benthic layer of the ocean as the carbon oxygen cycle's harmed, the oxygen concentration at sea levels dropped to 19% from 21 in the last 20 years. So we're literally starving our bodies of oxygen now. So Neutrodyne is very apropos because besides the financial disasters, and I'll read today, this is Joe Salenti, I got his latest newsletter, and he said, you know, you should be aware of this, that the Trump boost is over, right? We warned you yesterday. This is, I've got this from Joel Salenti, Trans Journal, because I get all these journals and newsletters. And he said they recommended us earlier that they thought the Trump rally would end in February of 2018. And it is. And Trump tries to take credit like he takes to take credit for the stock market. That was the banks producing money, printing money, I call it, you know, like the song from Dire Straits. You know, money for nothing, and the check. They used to say the chicks for free. I changed it to the checks. From the Fed Reserve for free, right? Money for nothing and the checks for free, right? You know, I'm a bit of a singer, right? I've been a little busy lately, but I'm a barber shopper, and I sing bass, baritone, and bass, and sometimes if I'm in a good mood, tenor. But what people need to start grasping here is that we're polluting the hell out of ourselves with halides. If you're drinking fluoride or chlorinated water, and please don't tell me that you've got this water system or that water system. Ours is the only one that actually takes all the toxins out. Berkey and everything else out there is very marginal in terms of what it's going to take out. The only thing that will take it out is 100% of our pure water system. The other end of it, in fact, the water molecules are so clean, when you actually put them in an ice tray, they form spikes that can be as long as an inch or more.
Wow.
Because water molecules crawl over each other because there's no internal resistance, because there's no minerals in it at all. We have to add 8 to 12 per million calcium and magnesium so that it raises the pH to 10 rather than just being neutral. But its atomic structure is completely different. Now, when you have a plasma form of a mineral, which is neutrodyne, it actually is interesting. Now, I'm doing research on this, what's called EGFT, which is epigenetic frequency therapy. And what do you think the atomic frequency based on Nikola, on research from Linus Pauling is and other scientists? It's 189.14801 hertz. I bet you didn't know that, even though you're a chemist.
I did not.
That's the atomic resonance based on the atomic number. And there's a formula for concurrence of atomic weight directly to what's called a base resonant frequency, like a musical note. It's interesting if you look at... Yeah,
you
go ahead.
The atomic number to figure out the resonance, the hertz?
Yes, yeah. I've got the formula. In fact, I could share it with you sometime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a formula for actually converting the atomic weight to its resonant frequency note, whether it's silicon or manganese or whatever. Now, these frequencies actually talk between your infrared light from the telomere, the little antenna at the end of your chromosomes, and your ion channels to tell which mineral to come in, and that mineral then activates the gene. So if you're jamming those frequencies because you've got, you know, a mercury ballast light or electropollution coming in your wall circuits, or you got step-down transformers and you got electropollution coming from all your neighbors because they've got smart meters, even though I don't have one in my home. All that electropollution is literally sitting and hitting your cells and jamming cellular communication and shutting off gene transcription and enzymes. Bad news, isn't it?
It is.
Very bad news. In fact, the human race is, I call the... you know, let's instead of calling Armageddon, let's call it Scalargeddon, where the scalar frequencies are jamming our cells. What do you think of Scalargeddon?
Scalar getting, I like it.
Scalar getting. It's all the electrotoxins just cooking us, as I say. But you know what? People don't make a very good sound. I want to teach them what I call ribbit school, where they learn how to make ribbit sounds like a good frog in a beaker. Ribbit, ribbit. If you want to restore your energy levels, a couple things. First off, when you start taking Neutrodyne, it raises what's called the redox potential of your cells. So your cells make more mitochondria. It gets rid of older mitochondria called apoptosis. And then it also raises the energy level of NADH and ATP in your cells, so you're more awake. Now, there's a proper balance between norepinephrine, dopamine, and serotonin. And when you want to get, quote, energized, let's say a line of cocaine or coffee, you're basically raising temporarily the dopamine level. The problem is, eventually you have to take more and more and more just to get back to the level you got the first time you got high, and which is why it's very dangerous. And then eventually you have to take a whole lot just to feel normal, and if you don't get it, you want to kill yourself. So basically, and this is straightforward neurochemistry. You can measure platelet levels of bioamines. You can do imaging studies. There's all kinds of ways of proving that when people are addicted, they're basically messed up their brain chemistry, and exactly how it's messed up. So Neutrodyne is very important to counteract that, because when you raise someone's redox potential to make their tissues alkaline and increase their electron density in their cytochromes, you make more ATP and NADH, you normalize the production of their neurotransmitters, and you counteract the effects that would cause depression or addiction. So it does a lot of good things when you take Neutrodyne. If I'm fighting an infection or whatever, I take about probably 10, 15 drops in water two or three times a day. Or I take, you know, my big jug will maybe take 30 drops. And it has a huge effect. What basically, we're being poisoned by halides, radiotoxins, and mineral-depleted soil right now. So the heavy metals displace them very quickly, and they shut off enzyme pathways because they non-competitively get into your cells and shut off enzymes, because remember, every enzyme has an active site. It's a monoatomic plasma form of a mineral. In other words, it's not diatomic, it's a plasma form of a mineral. So the only way to make and break bonds is to have a mineral in its plasma state, like molybdenum or zinc or some other enzyme mineral, right? This is just what we call stereochemistry. And the guy who actually invented stereochemistry was Linus Pauling, who I based my research on, what we call resonant atomic frequency control of genes. And I can prove this stuff. It's not just, that's just theory. No, it's provable. Pretty interesting, eh? It also shows how dangerous halides are. The most dangerous thing that's going to turn you from a boy to a girl is halides. Fluoride, chloride, and bromide. Yeah, and they also bind more avidly than even iodine. Iodine is down lower, like bromine, and the chloride and fluoride are higher energy, so they produce a much higher bond. And when they non-competitively attach to specific receptors, they hold on to the receptor longer and take longer to get off. So they have nasty toxic effects. Now, so I tell people, everybody should have Neutrodyne in their diet. To stabilize both hypo and hyperthyroidism. So you need a little bit of Neutrodyne in your diet, even if it's just a few drops. You can put it topically on an area of the skin. You can put it in your drink or water. You can inhale it. Neutrodyne is important. Now, this year is the first year in what's called the apocalypse. Do you know what that is? Well, it's all kinds of apocalypse. I was just reading Gerald Celente's newsletter that he expects this month is the peak of the Trump rally. That's economic rally. It's over, okay? This year you're going to have some gnashing of financial teeth. You're going to see geoclimatic disasters, which is happening because the dwarf star Nibiru, Heraki Lobis, the destroyer of the Dragon Star, is in the Oort cloud 0.73 light years, and its gravity waves are affecting the release of ringwoodite water, nascent water that lowers the magma melting point of rock and drives all the earthquakes and volcanoes and extreme weather on the planet. So we're being scrambled by the passage of the dwarf star that comes by every so many tens of thousands of years. And as a result, and of course, we've also weaponized the upper atmosphere by putting nanoparticles, thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum that allow us to use satellite-based weapons to trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, and move weather systems to destroy nations. We can do this right now. There's five nations with weather modification. It's not just seeing the clouds with silver iodide. It's actually scalar weapons to modify weather. Right? And people say, well, I don't believe in Eagle. I said, well, I'll tell you technically how you do it. No, you can't tell me. Yes, I can. I'm Deagle, okay? I'm not your average radio broadcaster. I'm going to tell you the straight-up, oh-my-God, facts. Now, whether we'll do it is another thing, because we got bad weapons, but so is our enemies, just like Russia today. You know what they announced on the Andrade today? This guy Putin, he's a ticket, man. Putin says, I can beat your nukes. Now, you got nukes? I got better nukes. I got faster hypersonic cruise missiles. I got a cruise hypersonic drone that'll come in and blow radar. I got stuff that's going to nuke your cities anyway. So what, Mr. Trump? Guess what? I'm helping Trump build a proper weapon system, which I actually invented, called the laser net interferometry system. And if the government won't do it, I'll just patent it, and I'll get to hand it over to a big company to do it. Because these knuckleheads in the Pentagon and the U.S. Missile Defense Command are not realizing it. The same way as they don't realize when they put in smart grid and 5G network, they're jamming people's cellular communication, or when they fluoridate water. It's okay to fluoridate the water to kill any living thing, but it doesn't kill off some of the bad parasites. It doesn't kill off Giardia lamblia or other protozoa, number one. And number two, they should remove it at point of service so people don't get poisoned with these halides that toxically destroy their thyroid gland or make them demented or turn them diabetic. Because when you damage mitochondria, guess what the best single sign in an electron microscopy of diabetes is? Decreased mitophagy, old damaged mitochondria hanging around. So if you want to see somebody who's diabetic on an electron microscopy, you look for old damaged mitochondria. Isn't that interesting? And you know one of the best ways to do it is to have fluoride, chloride, and bromide toxins in your water or food, or attached to pesticides that then are sprayed in your food that then attaches to the proteins of the food you're eating. You think, yummy. Unfortunately, your mitochondria are not saying yummy. Yes, you have to counteract it. You have to counteract it. And it's also in a lot of our foods. So when they have pesticides that have fluorinated, chlorinated, brominated biotoxins in them, they're scrambling your mitochondria and destroying our cells. And when you lower the redox state of your cells, you build up toxins, you build up stealth pathogens, and you induce cancer and autoimmune disease. We know that. I mean, this is not an airy-fairy theory out there. I can get labs. I can have custom-made lab tests that say, oh, we want to see if you have an anti-tissue antibody against your blood-brain barrier or your lungs or other tissue. We can do the test now. We can tell you exactly which organ you decide to go after because you've been eating toxins. These toxins attach to body proteins and make them immunogenic. Nasty, eh? Right, and also I expect this year, we have first, that's H3N2, which has each year gotten progressively more mutated. And some idiots still say push the vaccine, it's going to reduce the severity of disease. They said there's no evidence it's going to reduce the severity. I know the actual studies where only between the age 25 and 45, where there's a slight increase in antibody level to the flu vaccine, and everybody younger and older than that doesn't get any change. Well, all the antibodies are is like A1 steak sauce for your lymphocytes. They don't do a damn thing, the antibodies. It's only your lymphocytes that generate superoxide anion radical to kill pathogens, viruses, bacteria, and fungi. So if they think an antibody kills anything, well, let's measure antibodies. Oh, you don't have any? Isn't that funny? Your doctor told you to take the vaccine. But by the way, you take these toxic vaccines, it harms your immune system, so you have double the risk of getting the flu and then maybe dying of it. Believe it or not. Or if you take some stupid drug that they give you, like Tamiflu or some of these other drugs, like Ribavirin. By the way, you get Ribavirin, your hemoglobin can drop a gram and a half a day, and you can become suicidal or homicidal. You want to kill somebody. Yeah, there's only two that I think are marginally okay. They didn't screw with them. Is the tetanus vaccine and pneumonia. Everything else is bad. And even the tetanus one, the Catholic Doctors Association of Kenya 3 years ago found that they were actually modifying it to have create antibodies against human chorionic gonadotropin, so they had actually damaged the placenta of early-stage pregnancy and caused a spontaneous abortion. And they'd already vaccinated 2.5 million Kenyan women. They had got the same trouble 10 years earlier where they did it in Philippines and in other places, And the Philippines filed a suit and won a lawsuit where they'd sterilized 70,000 females in the Philippines in the 90s by vaccinating with these stupid vaccines that actually create anti-trophoblast antibodies. People say, Dr. Digg, you're making it up. I said, I have a photographic memory and I can send you the documents. Shut up now and watch. That's why you'll notice I get very few brave or not so brave callers that are willing to say, I disagree with you, Dr. Deagle. You're just a puffed up, bloated, arrogant SOB. I'm not. I'm actually pretty humble. I'm just talented. There's a difference. And I serve you people out there, and you better listen up. If you're not protecting yourself from electro pollution and the toxic, I call mitochondrial Armageddon by having fluoride, chlorine, and bromine in your environment, and you want to kill off all the stealth pathogens that are waiting to just turn you into gel, not even before you die, they don't have teeth. As I say, the best way to die is not by eating by wolves, it's by eating ducks because they don't have teeth. That's what electropollution and fluoride, chlorine, and bromide are. They're ducks with no teeth consuming you. What do you think? Quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.